Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, one other note from Gores I appreciated. He said the expectation next year is to advance in the playoffs. And I know it sounds obvious, but I just love that an owner will go out and say, you have the resources to do it. We're pushing for progress. Different tone than what? Less than 24 months ago with these guys?
Yes. Very different tone.
Yeah.
Different expectations.
Advance in the playoffs. Hey, you made it. Now it's about advancing. And you look around right now, we're set to have a wide open Eastern Conference for the next couple seasons. Tatum with that injury. And this week, we start the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. John, I know we don't have a team in it anymore, and it was fun. Like, we really got into the NBA at the end of the season, and the Pistons played some competitive playoff games. I don't know what the interest level is now that our teams are out. I don't know if these playoffs are getting more and more regional. But if you're invested at all, what is the draw? Both hockey and basketball. NBA, NHL, what's the draw for both of these playoffs that really get going now? Now we're in the Western Conference Final, Eastern Conference Final. Is there a dominant storyline? What's the draw for you?
Well, the draw is getting to that seventh game. And I'm not in on the Stanley Cup playoffs because, like you mentioned, we don't have a horse in the race, and we don't in basketball either. And I would be more invested in hockey because it just is, it's more exciting to me. And the Stanley Cup playoffs are great just in general, but it has become very regional. Yeah. And there, so one of the aspects is, you know, and maybe this is because of the, of Stoney's influence, but it is when there are no Canadian teams left, watching the last one fall.
Yeah.
There is a morbid curiosity in that.
Yeah.
But like, was it Saturday? Or it was maybe it was Sunday where we had the two game sevens.
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday, two game sevens.
They're both blowouts.
They were. And that it stole a little joy, stole a little thunder from what you would anticipate a game seven would be. And I thought, okay, well, basketball, yeah, it happens, right? You have a blowout and it was clear OKC was going to win that game going into halftime. But then you thought, okay, well, this game sevens will be saved because you can't have a blowout in hockey, right?
No, never, right?
And then there was. So I'm pretty much checked out on, other than looking at the results of what's happening in the Stanley Cup playoffs or the NBA playoffs, it's just, you know, there are some, like watching Ant Edwards, anytime he plays, and we're seeing some highlights of him on the TV right now, guys that can fly and are dynamic and explosive like that, yeah, you kind of want to watch just to see the posterized dunk.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of intrigue in any of these. You could even talk about the rivalry between the Knicks and the Pacers, right? Bringing back
kind of a
great moments.
Yeah. Reggie Miller, part of TNT, is going to be part of these. This is the coverage, so you're going to get a lot of those throwback nostalgia moments. But these teams are, I mean, with the exception of the Thunder, I don't think anybody expected these teams to be the teams left standing.
Which would, you would think
would add some intrigue, but, yeah. But I don't know. I mean, you guys tell us, are you interested in either of the postseasons right now? Like, I think what happened for us is the Pistons made the playoffs and the Tigers have been off to such a hot start. This stuff's been in the back burner for our show. I mean, we'll watch a game here, game there, right? Game seven. I'm watching Maple Leafs, want to see their misery. They're out. What are the big storylines that have you hooked? Like, sell it to someone who's not interested. Because I think the selling point in hockey is this McDavid thing. It's the Canadian team that's left standing, but yeah. It's also McDavid without a Stanley Cup. You start looking at guys who are going to be considered all-time greats, one of the 10 best players to ever play the sport. You want to see, does he get it done? Does he win the Stanley Cup or not? They were in the Cup Finals a year ago. We may get a rematch because I think Florida's a problem. I mean, literally a problem because they're circumventing the salary cap. Teams have figured out how to do that with long-term injured reserve. Their roster is loaded. They're probably going back-to-back. But you have the intrigue of, will McDavid get it done? Can the Oilers get over the hump? That's the big story in hockey. In basketball, it's a passing of the torch, right? If it's Ant Edwards, if he can get to an NBA Finals, try to grab the mantle as the face of the league. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's your league MVP, right? And the Thunder are the prohibitive favorites to win the whole thing. Is that a changing of the guard? I don't think they're an exciting, sexy team, but they could be a team that established themselves as one of the league's best for a few years now here.
And in the Eastern Conference Finals, you could talk about the rivalry between the Knicks and the Pacers and the history that it brings up, but I have a hard time watching Jalen Brunson play basketball anytime. And don't get me wrong, he's great.
Yeah.
And he's been amazing clutch in the playoffs. But I just have a hard time watching him and his whining and his foul baiting and all of that. And then you think, okay, well, maybe it's the Pacers. Well, I can't do that either because Halliburton, I don't know that he's any better.
He's a yapper, as they say.
He's a yapper, and you always got to worry about him. Is Pops going to come out and have words with an opponent?
But at the same time, those are two closers. Like, Halliburton's hit big shots for the Pacers, and we know what Brunson can do, painfully aware of what Brunson can do. So I paint you a picture in the East of two teams that got guys that are going to go shot for shot in the final 5 minutes. You want to tell me I'm not waiting, wake me up in the fourth quarter? They've got some guys that can put games away.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's storylines here. I just don't know if it resonates with anybody.
I
don't know if it's just, hey, New York cares and the state of Indiana cares. I don't know if it resonates. Oklahoma's probably buzzing right now. I don't know if the Thunder are doing it for you.
Your brother's over there, right?
He is. He lives out in Oklahoma. He's a basketball guy. He's into it. Yeah.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He is into
I was
it.
Wondering
yes.
if is he going to go to one of the games?
I don't know. He had talked about potentially getting to one of these games here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to a couple regular season games. Okay. I feel like every time I talk to him on the phone, it's like, how's your life? But then we end up talking about the NBA playoffs because he's way more invested. He's got a team in the mix.
Part of it for me is I could find different storylines and ways to be invested in the Stanley Cup playoffs. For the NBA, if the Pistons aren't in it, I'm out. Okay. It's just and some of it is just the way the game is played. It's not exciting, even though the playoffs are better than regular season. I think leaps and bounds better than the regular season.
Yes.
But it's just the NBA. As soon as the Pistons are out, I'm out.
There is more drama, though, in the NBA, like significantly in the NBA playoffs because of the nail-biter games. We got treated to that. The Pistons played so many close games. And I mean, it's true of all sports. Like playoff baseball, you're on the edge of your seat for every pitch. Playoff hockey, it's every shift, every chance on goal, the tension that one goal could swing the entire series. I do enjoy these series, but I don't enjoy them like I used to. So I do wonder what the missing ingredient is.
Where do you land on the subject of, so the Knicks knocked out the Pistons.
Ah.
Do you want to see the team that beat you win it all?
Because then you can say,
could go through the whole, mind games and jump through all the hurdles and say, well, if we would have beat them, well, we would have beat the Boston Celtics. We would have beat the Indiana Pacers.
So you got to do a lot of like mental gymnastics, but you could say, well, the Pistons were more competitive than the Celtics. And then if the Knicks take care of the Pacers in short order, we gave the Eastern Conference champs the biggest fits. We're the second best team in the East. See, I think it's a lot of mental gymnastics.
Oh, there's no question. That's what fans do. They jump through these hoops.
I don't put any additional stock into it beyond that. I'm not rooting for the Knicks, period. But I certainly wouldn't do it because I think it somehow validates the Pistons.
Because, I mean, did Jalen Brunson not become one of the most hated athletes in Detroit in that series? And then those fans that will flip and not necessarily be Jalen Brunson fans, but think, well, if they win at all, at least we lost to the champs.
No,
I can't understand that concept.
I don't think it validates the Pistons if the Knicks win the championship or win the Eastern Conference. I think it shows you how open the East is. That's maybe where I put more of my fan energy, is like, hey, I think the East is really open.
And then it, one step further, with now there's going to be seven champs in 7 years, how open the NBA is.
Right? I mean, you're going to have a moment. The Pistons are going to have a moment where the sun is shining on them and they're going to have a chance to win a championship. They're going to have to play their cards right over the next couple seasons here, because it's right there for the taking.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure Giannis is going out west.
Seems like one less
domino if he gets traded to a team in the West. Jason Tatum's going to be compromised all next season. I mean, Achilles injuries are no joke. So now Boston has some real tough decisions with gutting and pivoting their team. You just saw what the Pistons did to the Knicks, and you know the rivalry they have that's starting to form with the Pacers. Like, they're going to be in the mix of one of the three or four best teams in the East.
Gives you some excitement, some anticipation going into next year, and then it's all, what are they going to do to add to this roster?
248-539-9797. See, that's maybe a way that you can get invested a little bit as a Pistons fan, is daydreaming a little bit.
Sure.
What are you guys invested in between both postseasons? What's the selling point if you're dialed in and watching this stuff? Because I think you got some storylines, and we're getting response on the ticket text, and we've got the phones. 248-539-9797. We'll keep that conversation rolling next. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, you're going through it, right? You're stressed. You're in pain. You're looking for help. There's a law firm out there that cares, and it's KG Law. I know Lawrence KG. I've met with him. I've met with his team. These people tell me, hey, we've been through this as a team. We've come up, staffed up. We get you the biggest possible payout, and we're going to do the little things to make you feel like you're not just the number. Meaning, when you go there and you get the intake team and they get your information, you're going to have that same contact info the whole time, because this process doesn't always happen quickly. They're going to get you the big settlement. Phone number is 877-KG-CARES. Online at kgcares.com. You'll see the testimonials and the stories I'm talking about. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. That's K-A-J-Y. kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Yeah, not a great start for the opener and not much better from Montero.
Nope.
Tigers lose 11-4. Dan Dickerson on the call, back at it tonight in St. Louis.
At least they didn't burn the bullpen.
No, and that's the thing. Hey, Montero, you're going to eat this one, buddy. Weather's coming. You've already given up a bunch. You're back out for the sixth. Sorry, it's just how it works.
Yeah.
Cardinals, by the way, have won 13-15, you said?
Yeah, they're on a heater.
Yeah.
They started slow, much like the Twins. And in the last 3 weeks, both of those teams have really turned it on.
And they're kind of a pleasant surprise. I went to St. Louis earlier this year for the Frozen Four, and we went to a Redbirds game. We went and saw the Cards. Mm-hmm. Love the setup they have outside the park. It's one of my favorite ballparks I've ever been to. But the crowd, there wasn't really a crowd. There wasn't really much interest. And for a city that has, quote, the best fans in baseball, the story was, we're just fed up. They didn't like the offseason. They didn't like the last few seasons, the direction from the front office. Well, making some noise now, and the Tigers are seeing it firsthand. All right, speaking of making some noise, we are getting down to it. NHL and NBA playoffs, we got conference finals, they start tonight. And we want to know, is anything cutting through? Right, your life's busy, they're not our teams. Is there something that's drawing you in about either of these leagues, either of these series? What's the biggest storyline? I think in hockey, it's McDavid and his pursuit of a cup. Also, the baggage of Canada, having not won a cup since 1993, they're the lone team remaining. And they may have to go through Florida again. If you like rematches and sequels, maybe that's the draw. In the NBA, right now you have Ant Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a guy that could be the face of the league and may have a moment here in the Western Conference. They're back in the Western Conference for Minnesota. It's a franchise that's never really here. And then you have the Thunder with SGA and trying to grab the mantle as the MVP and maybe an NBA champion in the passing of the torch. In the East, we have the Knicks, who we have a personal history with now.
Yeah.
And you have the Pacers, and both teams have guards who get under your skin but make big shots. And maybe there's a back and forth element that's drawn you in because of dramatics and fourth quarter finishes. But you guys let us know. 248-539-9797.
And it's the history of that rivalry in the Eastern Conference Finals or in the playoffs, where you have the Knicks and the Pacers with some epic battles. And this sets up, as you mentioned, with the two guards and their play, their fourth quarter heroics throughout this part, you know, to this point of the playoffs, where it really sets up to just add to the legacy of this matchup.
It's new, so we don't have like established, you know, feelings about some of these teams. It's all new. We're going to get a seventh champ in 7 years in the NBA. Some of your ticket texts. We'll get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Texter says, the draw in the NBA, Ant and SGA head-to-head. That is the biggest storyline. Those two balling on the big stage. Texter says, we have the best team in baseball. Why would I care about the lesser sports? Okay. But someone counters it and says, these have been very good playoffs. New teams, young players emerging. Guys, don't be so biased against the NBA. For the NBA, I'm hate watching. I'm rooting for Brunson and the Knicks to lose in epic fashion. That's what drives my viewership. I can't stand that mother flopper, Tom in a car.
Yes.
You asked the question, are people rooting for them? Because then, like, in our own kind of twisted fan minds, does it validate how close the Pistons are? No, this guy says absolutely not. I can't stand him. This one says, I'm looking forward to the Dallas Edmonton series in hockey. I don't want a Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup, especially Toronto, until after the Lions win a Super Bowl. Then it's all fair game for the Canadians. The playoff draw for me is strictly Ant Edwards. Love his tone, his mentality. It's like he's manufactured a chip on his shoulder, and I love to watch him play. Let's get to Jeff in Windsor. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
So, yeah, I was hoping the Leafs' demise was going to be at least the Eastern Conference Finals or the Stanley Cup. That would have been even better. But the Edmonton-Dallas series has a little intrigue to me. Just based, they had a huge rivalry in the late 90s. But when it comes to basketball, I would say I found myself last year rooting for the Knicks a little bit. You know, I wanted to see if they could get over the hump. And I didn't really mind New York until this year with the Pistons. And the hate level just went through the roof. And so then the history with those two teams, Indiana and New York, I would say that's the only intrigue I have left. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen the clip. There was a WWE clip last year where I think they were in New York or Indiana. And either way, Halliburton and Brunson both were in the ring with chairs with one of the wrestlers. And Brunson was the good guy in the ring. And I don't know if you guys ever
That's how I know wrestling's fake, if Brunson's the good guy.
I know.
I have not seen this clip, and I'm sure they will use it, though, because that's a hell of a promo for this series this year. Yeah, I don't know. They're both kind of punchable faces, Brunson and Halliburton. Yes. Someone's got to win the fight. TJ at Highland Park, get some of your thoughts. Or none of your thoughts. Alrighty, okay. Then.
Yes.
Real quick, Stars Oilers is a rematch from last year, and I just go back to that game 6 last year where Dallas absolutely dominated that game. I don't know if I've ever seen a team dominate a game more than the other and lose the game. Dallas outshot them 34-10 and outhit them 31-15.
Is the difference this year, Mikko Rantanen? A Ticket Texter points it out. His story has been wild. He's on his third team this season. He's re-signed in Dallas. They're thrilled to have him. He's been on a massive tear in the postseason. Is he the difference that puts Dallas over the hump? Because they've been in the West Finals back-to-back seasons and haven't played for the Cup. They haven't won since, what, Modano in the late 90s?
Yeah, and they could play Carolina, where Rantanen was. So that's an interesting storyline. But I would love, I mean, I'm sure there's some obscure player out there that's played on three teams in a season and won a Cup. Like some no-name guy. I don't know if there's ever been a guy that's actually productive.
Do you know the
done it?
I couldn't think of one off the top of my head. You know, the other thing with Dallas is they get to a Game 7, their coach has never lost a Game 7. Are you aware of this stat?
DeBoer?
DeBoer, 9-0 in Game 7. That's a nice little, you know, something in your back pocket if it gets down to the wire there.
Just one other quickie. If they have a rematch, the Panthers and Oilers, I think it would be kind of cool to get that hand off to McDavid and the Oilers win.
Yeah.
Kind of where it's a little similar to, I know people hate this, but when the Wings to the Penguins.
Yeah, we don't like that.
I know.
But it was. It was real. It passed the torch.
Happened back in the day with the Islanders and Oilers.
They won 4 in a row.
They lost the 1 year. The team that kind of was running the league won it, and then the next year the Star took it. And it's kind of like the Pistons and Jordan and all that.
Yeah, it's kind of the evolution. I mean, the NBA is going through it right now, this like metamorphosis. You have the LeBron, Curry, Durant era, and these guys are kind of aging out, and you need these new stars to emerge, and it's happening right in front of us. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this is a cool story. An Indiana Pacers fan who was pelted by bags of garbage and heckled for wearing a Tyrese Halliburton jersey on the streets of New York City has now been invited by Halliburton to Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. So this fan, Hans Perez, appeared on the Pat McAfee Show on Monday, and he revealed he was a firefighter, said he was a lifelong Pacers fan, and then he was surprised with this good news.
That's awesome. I like that. I don't like Halliburton. Really cool. I like that. That's cool of him.
Very cool move, for sure. Let's see. Colin Morikawa will officially return to the 2025 Rocket Classic after missing the 2024 tournament. He tied for second in the 2023 Rocket Classic, losing to Ricky Fowler in a playoff. So he'll be back. The Classic will be held from June 26th through the 29th at the Detroit Golf Club.
I was going to say, right around the corner.
Right, that is
a big name for them to get.
Yeah, pretty cool. A former teacher at a Highland Park school has been arrested and accused of grooming and sexually assaulting a young student. 29-year-old Vincent Weaver appeared in court on Monday, was arraigned on 3 felony counts of criminal sexual conduct. He worked as a fine arts teacher at George Washington Carver Academy for 3 years. He was also the coach of the school's dance team. And according to police, He was actually suspended from his job in early May after a sex toy fell out of his work bag. And then it was just a couple weeks after that that a family of a 12-year-old student came forward with the abuse allegations. Also noted, he was arrested at, it was an off-site event. It was a dance competition. I believe that he actually had a lot to do with, kind of put it together. He was the coach of the dance team. Well, after he was suspended, told you can't show up to this event. Well, he showed up anyway, but he disguised himself as an old woman. Wore a costume, and that's how he was arrested. He was given a $250,000 bond, and police are urging any other students or young girls affected by this to come forward. When it comes to pop, soda, whatever you want to call it, we call it pop here, but soda, you know, not all brands are created equal. And for a while, there was a big battle between Pepsi and Coke for first place, right? A long time ago, and Pepsi used to be Coke's only real competition. But in 2025, Pepsi is no longer even in the top three of America's best-selling sodas. Pretty crazy. So Coke still dominates, right? It's still number one in the soda market. And then Pepsi has just been losing ground for decades. So Dr. Pepper overtook Pepsi for second place last year.
Yeah.
Kind of surprising. Not that surprising.
That's a little surprising.
But what's even more surprising, I think, is now Sprite has overtook Pepsi again for the number three spot.
Sprite has a number of different offerings, right? They obviously have the Sprite, Diet Sprite. They also have that the sugar-free one or no sugar, whatever it is.
So does Pepsi, though.
Yeah, but it just feels like there is, I don't know. I know in our house, it's Diet Coke. And Dr. Pepper's not a part of the equation. That one's a little bit surprising to me because it's just a different taste.
It's got a TikTok buzz, apparently. It's got a presence on TikTok and the younger generation.
It's college football. It's huge in college football.
Larry Culpepper, he invented the playoff.
Yeah, it is interesting. Pepsi, I grew up drinking only Pepsi, as a young, not that I drank it all the time, but Colin is
one or the other, right?
He will not drink Pepsi. If we go to a restaurant and they have Pepsi products, he says, I'll just take a beer, I'll take a water. He doesn't drink it.
So Sprite is made by the Coca-Cola company. So they have two of the top three now. Yeah. And I believe Dr. Pepper is bottled by both Coke and Pepsi, depending on parts of the country.
Interesting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Look, that's weird.
That's
oddity.
Interesting. Anyway, yeah.
Pepsi, step up your game.
But now I'm a Coke girl.
Are you now?
Yep.
All right. End of the hour. We're going to get into it. The Lions are well represented on Pro Football Focus's top 25, under 25, but there's one name suspiciously missing. We'll get to that. Plus, coming up next, with the Cardinals and Tigers playing two of the iconic logos in baseball, we went through and drafted our favorites. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Detroit Lions have built this roster, homegrown, young players, and they are once again well represented in the NFL's top 25, under 25 by Pro Football Focus. But there's one name that was missing, and it begs a question. We'll get to that. Our logos are up.
Mm-hmm.
You can see our draft on the Twitter account, the X account, Costa and Jansen with Heather. Search, you'll see, and you can give us your feedback.
Yeah, let us know what you think. There's some great ones in there. Disappointed I didn't get the Brewers. That was going to be my next pick. Gov picked that one just before I got a chance to pick again.
Most comments love Tom's draft. He is the early winner. Doug Karsh did pull me aside. He goes, I hate what you did. And I go, Doug, you don't hate anything.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened
to that? I treated others with respect. He goes, I couldn't have done what you did. I got a lot of legacy logos. I got a lot of iconic logos.
Yeah. I don't think he certainly couldn't go. I think it was the Yankees that probably set him off.
I should have picked the more fun top hat with the bat, but I went iconic. I went NY.
And
mm-hmm.
I think the cool thing about doing this whole thing is we left a couple really good ones on the table.
Like he told us. He goes, where's the swinging friar?
Exactly. The A's with the elephant.
People have pointed that out. Devil Rays.
Yes.
Has come up on the ticket text.
The A's with the elephant looks too much like Alabama.
Yes.
The Roll Tide.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Yeah. Another one, the Marlins old logo when they were winning.
When they won the World Series?
Yeah.
With the fish jumping?
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Their current logo's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like it belongs on, like if you're walking through the toy aisle, you know, at Target, like it should be on a toy.
Well, all the current ones are kind of lame compared to...
You will learn that if you do this exercise. We have gotten really lazy. We just do block letters and circles. I mean, how many NBA teams are just... How many NBA teams have a ball in the logo? Or how many of these baseball teams, it's just a circle with seams? Like, we've gotten really lazy with this.
Yeah, at least, like, the great thing about the old English D is it's the old English D. Yeah. It's not just... Think about if they just switched to a D. How stupid that, like...
Oh, it would be very D. stupid, yeah. But the thing about the old English D is, like, it's original. Like, it's been around...
Right, there's art to
for
it.
For a century.
There's art to the design of the D, though.
Yes.
The Braves A with the tomahawk in the middle is the best hat in baseball from the ticket text. No one picked the Padres swinging monk. How about the 79 Pirates yellow and black hat with the yellow stars, classic iconic logo?
They had the painter's hat, by the way, back in the day.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, yeah. Talk about going from logos to hats. That might have been the worst hat ever.
I was always hoping that a team would combine the painter's hat with the White Sox shorts.
Now you're talking 1910s baseball.
OG Marlins logo or the A's elephant logo. Yeah, getting some of that on the ticket text. You could see the photos, see what we picked. Give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Lisa was, she texted me. She was disappointed nobody went with the Angels.
Oh, yeah. Someone says 80s Angels. Does she have a preference of the Angel logos?
I'm not sure which year she's referencing, but yeah, the A with the halo.
Yeah, the current one has the halo.
No, I guess
their old school one did too. 86 to 92. They have a baseball
I'm a bigger fan of the more basic ones. and that would fall into that category as well.
So they were going through these Angels logos on the Tiger broadcast when they were playing out there.
Yes.
And the late 90s Angels, like the Disney era logo, that does not age well.
No, no. But they, I mean, it is. It's just, sometimes it's, you just don't have to complicate matters.
That's the MoVon era.
For the
yes,
Angels,
yes.
Yeah, they had some decent teams there. Vlad Guerrero in the early 2000s.
Was it Wally Joyner? It's even before that.
Yeah.
That was the state outline of yes. California.
Oh, see, that's yeah. kind of
era.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got the logos. We're going to mix in the Lions in the 9 o'clock hour here. So Pro Football Focus does this every year. And I actually look back. The Lions had 5 in the top 25 a year ago. Some of them have graduated. They are no longer eligible. But the Lions still have 5 in the top 25 this year. And we can go through it and you'll notice something. So for the second year in a row, Penei Sewell is considered the best player in the NFL under 25 years old.
Yes, he would. I think he would probably. I'd like to see when this comes out of all players where he would
rank up. It's got to be in the.
He's certainly top 10. I would probably say maybe top 5. Depends on what you're doing with quarterbacks.
I was going to say, if you throw quarterbacks out, he's clearly there. Penei Sewell, number 1. Brian Branch was number 8. Jahmyr Gibbs was number 10. Sam Laporta, number 23, and Kirby Joseph, number 25. For the second year in a row, Sewell, Gibbs, and Laporta are on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden is not eligible. He's going to turn 25 before the season. And Jack Campbell is ineligible because he also has an August birthday and will turn 25 before the season. Is there a name that wasn't mentioned that we consider part of this nucleus?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly got to be talking about J-Mo. Yeah. And I mean, so when you look at the list, I have to pull the list back up because I flip screens here.
You're good.
But it's you look at the receivers that are a part of this, and I'll start with the first one, Puka Nacua. I think in a different class than where J-Mo is at with what he's been able to do. And yes. I know he's injury riddled last year, but obviously an unbelievable
belongs.
Rookie season. And some of these guys only have the 1 year to go on. The next one, Drake London for Atlanta.
I think he's better than J-Mo.
Okay. Continue to go down the list. The next one appears is Malik Nabers. Obviously only 1 year with the New York Football Giants.
But his 1 year is better than any of J-Mo's best seasons. J-Mo really only has 1 year too.
Well, J-Mo only really has 1 year, but I think one of the things that you have to look in, if you're going to dive just a little bit deeper into the numbers, is Malik Nabers, how many other targets were to other receivers? Like, he was clearly the number one target for the Giants.
He was a target hog, but at the same time, that offense, he was the only threat, so he saw tougher coverages.
Right, Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas Jr.
Same thing, the only option in those offenses.
Yeah, and that's
clear,
I think, the biggest one that I think you can look at and say, would J-Mo be a better fit on this list? Is with Ladd McConkey. And I know just over 1,200 yards, but they had no one else that they were really throwing the ball to. I mean, they had Quentin Johnston, but he couldn't catch half the balls thrown his way. And so he was their number one target. And they only had and I know they want to run the ball, but they didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher either. When you think about the Lions, you've got, obviously, Gibbs and Montgomery in the backfield. You've got Laporta. You've got Amon Ross St. Brown. You've got all these targets. And whether you're throwing the ball, handing the ball off, you have a lot of playmakers offensively. So the numbers, just imagine what the numbers would be for Amon Ross St. Brown without a tight end that they use like Laporta or J-Mo.
What I want to do with this is ask the J-Mo question. Is he part of this nucleus, or is this the latest round of evidence that says, hey, if someone's got to be the odd man out, he is the odd man out on this. Is he going to be the odd man out when his contract is over? Like, Laporta has been on the list 2 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Laporta versus J-Mo. Like, if you got to make the call, we can explore it after the update. It's 97.1.
Cut. Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.